Let's take a look at another trend test. It's Laplace's trend test. And Laplace is the famous mathematician, statistician, I think even before it was called that. But he worked out a number of different ways of evaluating sets of data to look if there was a pattern or underlying trend within that data set. So Laplace's trend test is pretty efficient, and it has a long history. And what we're going to be looking at is Laplace assumed that if they were truly identically independent and identically distributed, they would have an equal chance, say, per hour, or per week, or per event or time period we're interested in, and that it would come from the time between these things would be the time to the failures would be from a uniform distribution. Now, because of the central limit theorem, which I think he also had a hand in, if I remember right, that the arrival times would form a uniform distribution with a particular mean and standard deviation based on that uniform distribution assumption. So we're going to use that to set up a hypothesis test. And if it's a really negative number for the criteria we're doing, we've got evidence that the system has got an improving reliability trend. On the other hand, if it's a very negative number, we know that it's getting worse. And if the basic test, though, is it straight, a constant, or not? Is it fit the uniform distribution assumption or not? In which case, it's whether it's appropriate to model with a homogeneous or a non-homogeneous process. And so in this case, we're going to set a period of time of interest that we have. Now, it could be based on that we have a set of data that, say, has 6 failures in it, and that's our period of time. Well, in that case, we throw out the last failure and reduce the number of failures by 1 because we're going to toss it out, but we keep that period of time in interest. But then the other way to do it is to say, I'm interested in a year or a month or 5 years or some specific duration like that. So we set a period of time is really the first criteria, first step. And then we use the cumulative times. So starting at time 0, when it was put in operation or at the start of our interval of time that we're interested in. And then we're, unlike the Mann reversal test, is we're working with the cumulative time till the event, not the inner arrival times. Now, as with the other, or with the underlying assumption that we're dealing with a homogeneous or non-homogeneous Poisson process, the repairs really do need to be small compared to the times to between the failures or the these inner arrival times. So we're going to assume or use the data that comes from a process that had very short repair times. Now, what we're going to do is calculate the test statistic. And it's based on this notion that the underlying distribution is a uniform distribution. So in our case, we're using the period of time of 1 year, 365 days. And we're going to use this formula, this 2t average over t minus 1. And those elements are defined above, and they're right from the Laplace trend test algorithms. And we calculate out a test statistic at minus 1.135. And so if our value is larger than that value, then we would reject our null hypothesis that we have a homogeneous Poisson process. Now, this one is a two-sided test, and so we're using this plus or minus, or I'm sorry, I misspoke on this one. This was our from the data set, right? So we calculated that T average, 802, let me see if this makes sense. It'd be 36 and 63, about 100, about 200. 3, 4, and then we add another 3 with all the extra bits. So about 800 makes sense that I'm just adding these times. Now, if the times were bunched up near the end of the year, we'd have more bigger numbers. I guess that's not really great English, but I think you get the idea. And if the times were all bunched near the front, so I had 36, 50, 63, 68, 86, and then no more failures out to 365, we would have evidence that there's a decreasing failure rate, that we have them all bunched in front. But here, are they uniform enough across the interval that they're about that we can make that assumption that we have a constant failure rate? And so we add those numbers, not the inner arrival times, but these actual hours to failure across the period of time that we're interested in. So I get 802. I had six failures, gives me 133. And the z-value is 2 times the 133 number divided by the total time, which is 365 in our case, and 3 times the number of failures, 3 times 6, and square root of that, and so on. So it calculates out, and we get a value. So this is our value based on the data. And we want to compare this to a critical value. That's what I was starting to describe. That's the 1.96. So if it's outside of 1.96, the critical value, then we know that we have either if it's negative, we have a improving system that's getting better with time, or if it's above 1.96, then we know that it has a decreasing failure rate or an increasing failure rate, and it's getting worse with time. And since negative 1.13 shows that it's possibly getting better with time, it's not enough evidence that is convincing, meaning that it's below the negative 1.96. So that's pretty straightforward. You just have to remember where you put these formulas for the Laplace trend test, and can pretty quickly calculate these. All right. So keep in mind, we're doing these trend tests to know whether or not we can use the homogeneous Poisson process. If it is showing a trend, then you need to use a non-homogeneous Poisson process or some other method. Well, we've got one more process one more test to take a look at that does this, and it's called Fisher's composite test. And each one has its own particular strengths and weaknesses. They're all about equivalent in their ability to detect a trend. So it may depend on what kind of data you have and which formula you find in the wild. But for the testing, be aware that there's more than one way to evaluate the data set for a trend, and you may get a different answer in each case. So it's hopefully the question will give you enough evidence of which one you should be using.